Okay, so we are in Chavis Halavavis, Shal Yuchad Amaisa Perek. Hey, Shal Yuchad Amaisa Perek. Hey, we're in the middle of talking about the next assault of the Yitzhara. The next assault of the Yitzhara is that when you are considering some special mitzvah, some special anhaga, something you want to do, the Yetzer Hara will come and make it very intimidating. You can't do it right. It's too much. Just drop it. A few examples of this. Just one example. The Chazon Ish was working very hard to get Shemitah into practical life in Eretz Yisrael, right? To spread it. And he was very much working against the understanding that it's not really feasible. It's not really feasible. And he came up with various coolers that made it possible to keep Shemitah. And others were saying, no, that's not a well-founded coola, and that's not a well-founded coola. So the Chazon Ish said, we say in the Vidui of Reb Nissim Goin, where you were machmer, I was mekel. Where you were mekel, I was machmer. So, where you were machmer, I was mekel. We understand. You have to say vidui for that. You have to do tshuva for that, right? You did what you shouldn't have done. But where you were mekel, I was machmer. Why is that such a problem? So the Chazon Ish says, you know why that's an avera? Because sometimes that comes in the form of this mitzvah just can't be done. Hashem was Mekel. You come and say, no, but there's this Chumrah and this Chumrah and this Chumrah, and therefore the mitzvah really isn't doable. And you just give up. So he said, no, Adarabba, you have to know the coolest, and Adarabba, right? Be ready to utilize the coolest in order to do the mitzvah properly, rather than say, no, it's much too Chumrah, and we have to therefore just circumvent it. You also see this sometimes, well, you see this in different ways, but when it comes to learning. Yeah. Chaim Volozhin talks about the phenomenon of people who say, well, if you're not really going to be learning Lishma, then the learning is just not worth it. And what is Lishma? So it means very high thoughts of Dveikus and being able to keep focused on Hashem at the time, etc. And Chaim Volozhin basically comes and he says, first of all, it's not what Lishma means. Lishma is much simpler. But besides that, he says, he puts a lot of time into saying that learning and doing other mitzvahs, shaloi lishma, but just to be mekayim the mitzvah, is immensely valuable. Don't let the Yetzer Hara tell you your mitzvah is worthless if it's not done lishma. You know, if I'm not going to get a trillion, I don't want to get a million either. A million is a lot more than zero. So, but if you're not getting a trillion, what's the point? That's the same Yetzer Hara coming and telling you, we want to do X, Y, Z. Look how impossible it is. Or, you know, there's also something you hear. Just recently, I heard this from a young man who was talking to me about, he doesn't really want to be involved in learning Gemara. Still learn other things. So you have the usual argument that, you know, other things make me feel more connected, etc., right? And we probably talked about that plenty in different forums, how person comes, he thinks he's the first one on earth who feels more connected when he learns other inspiring things more than Gemara. Everybody else learns above a comma, they're turned on, they feel connected, they feel inspired, right? That's it. That's it. People come one after the other, like a chiddush. I just don't feel connected through Gemara. If you connect to it, that's right. Okay, we have to get into a whole discussion about how, yes, the dafka there where you don't feel connected is actually the strongest form of the most intense, the greatest form of avodas Hashem and the most powerful way of bonding with Hashem. But there's another thing. This is something that somebody I'll hear less frequently, but I hear it every so often also. Yeshiva, get used to understanding that if you're not learning to the umpteenth degree of Iyun, your learning is really not worth much. You're learning like an Amaretz. What's the point, Bechlal? That's another Yitzhak. Well, that's Bittul Torah Be'echus.
Bittul Torah Be'echus. Like, oh, it is true. Right. You hear that.
You hear that. And the concept exists. But you know what? when it reaches a degree that, so if you're not going to do that, then just don't waste your time. That's the Yetzer Hara. It's a Yetzer Hara. There is an immense level to learning Gemara solidly. Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, whatever it is, there's an immense value to learning Gemara solidly in a way that you come away. Sometimes it gets to an extent that it's just so overwhelming because it's endless. You can never really feel like you're getting the sugya well. And if you don't do it that way, it's pointless, it's valueless. So Mamela, how can you blame a person for just not wanting to learn Gemara? Right? These are examples of where the Yetzer Hara comes and says, hey, you want to do a mitzvah? Let me show you what that mitzvah really is. If you understand quite how impossible it is, quite how high the bar is, it's just too much. Okay. It's not yet to so many things. A person is not davening well. A person is going through a slump in davening. Oh, we just spoke about this, right? Who's going through a slump in davening? To understand that, to just come and put yourself through a serious tefillah, telling Hashem, this is what I have to offer right now, right? Don't let everything fall apart because of that. You also not having properly become vana. So I'll come in 7 minutes late. I'll have a abridged psukah de zimra and whatever, kind of whatever, chlop plop. No, at least provide the chitzonius aspect of coming on time, saying each word properly, without the kavana, right? Coming on time, saying the truth properly, showing the covet for the davening. There are immense profits in all those things. Don't let the Yetzer Hara hold up your great successes from the past. You know, the times when your davening was really with the full brand and say, ah, what's your davening worth now? So, but if you are alert to the Yetzer Hara in these same cases, so he gave the examples of a person who wants to spend the night in tefillah or Torah learning. He tells you, oh, you're going to be too tired, it's not good, sleep is very important. A person wants to fast. No, it's going to do in your health. A person wants to give tzedakah. No, you're really going to need that money. So if you're alert, you tell him, there have been days when you ruined your night. There have been times in the past when you ruined the night. It was a bit difficult the next day, perhaps. But no remnant of it remained. I'm fine now. It went by. Got past it. Everything's fine now. But the schar of that night that I was up doing that davening, doing that learning, I have that forever. The effect of the exhaustion, that's wore off a long time ago. It's been 4 years, right? But the reward, it's never going to wear off. I'm isane. The person fasts. Again, he's encouraging fasting, which was a regular part of Avodah then. Of course it's not. What we're using this as the example. You know, when you fast, and then when you finally eat at night, so the fast is batal. Nothing happened. You regain your strength very quickly. But the reward is locked in. It's there forever. If a person is up some of the night, pushes himself to be up for more davening or whatever it is, kasha yishan, afterwards you go to sleep, yoshuv lekalos gufa, you'll just get back to your koyach. Ukeilu lo neo. And say you hadn't been up. Yishar lo yigmul amdo yizchat filosa lo ilo. And the reward will be there forever. It seems clear that the Chavos HaOlamos here is alluding to the Mishnah of Hefet Mechashev Schar Mitzvah Keneged Hefset Mitzvah Keneged Schara. Hefset Mitzvah Keneged Schara. Meaning, what is the effect, what is the negative effect of the Mitzvah going to be? an exhausted day afterwards. Keneged schara. But that's it. I have locked in now for all of eternity the profits of that exhausted day. Now again, we're using these examples, but Davka, when it comes to skipping sleep or skipping eating, those are not necessarily the avoidance that we are recommended to do today. Okay. As far as stock affecting you financially, he says that's a big discussion. Go back to Shaul B'Tochan, we discussed it. Fine. Now, when it comes to an Aveira, here the Yetzer Hara really gets to work, showing you how geschmack it will be, the good feeling you'll have, etc. So he says here also, you have to make your cheshbon in the other direction. The good time that I'm going to have for the Aveira. How long is that going to be already? In the Averis, when it comes to the Averis, you have to remind yourself, how fast pleasures go by. Whether they're mutar or asr, whatever it is, how long is the effect of a pleasure going to remain? But the disgrace, the disgraceful mark of the Avera will remain both in this world and in the next. So, if you think these things, this is basically right. He's quoting us the mitzvah, the Mishnah, having a chashim, schar mitzvah, can I get it? Hefsim mitzvah, can I get schara? Schar mitzvah, can I get it? Saved up. You had a virtuous thought, an idea to do something good, and the Yetzer Hara comes with all the problems it's going to cause. Think about what is the effect of those problems going to be already? It'll mess me up for a day, this, that. Or what's the schar going to be? With the Aveira, the reverse. Oz Then the Yetzer Hara will fall before you. And you will energetically go about the good maisim, and you will drop the bad ones. Okay. Now, another Yetzer Hara. Well, we're heading toward the end of this discussion. But he's going to throw in some more, a couple of more things to beware of. But let's say, okay, he gives up on all these things. Even if the Yetzer Hara can't get you in the big things, he'll still try to get you at least a small deal he wants to get at you, relatively. He tried to discourage you from doing the mitzvah. But you went ahead with it. Some maase avoida, right? Yishtad de lahachnis had ogres belimcha, ulahasmi de lecha yegoinim, kedei shetischaret ama shekodam lichom in abayis artoi. He will try to now come up with reasons to make you regret it, right? Let's say you stayed learning more than you were expecting to. And then all of a sudden you realize that now you missed, you're not going to make it to the store you wanted to get to, etc., right? The Yetzer Hara will try to get you now to say, I shouldn't have done that. And here, he'll really get you because because if a person regrets a mitzvah he did, it's a scary thing. But if a person actually regrets a mitzvah that he did, he can do tshuva for a mitzvah also. And the mitzvah is removed. It's Teyal HaRishonis. That's the concept of Teyal HaRishonis. And therefore, the Yetzer Hara will also try that. After you've done a mitzvah, so you gave in on something. Afterwards, you feel like a loser. You gave in on something. Should I really have given in? One minute. Now it's after the fact. Even if it could be, you shouldn't have. There was a, would have been a different way of working it out. Don't let the Yetzer Hara hit you with Teyal HaRishonis. Right? You gave the last 10 shekel that were in your pocket to tzedakah. And now, you know, you're passing by the makolot. You would have liked to stop in and get something. And no. Don't. It's it. The 10 shekel are gone. Don't lose the mitzvah. Right? Vimtaset va'avera. And also, when it comes to an avera, realize that too, the other way. Let yourself regret it. Don't feel self-righteous afterwards. That's the Yetzer Hara. No, this is the right thing to do. This is a good thing to do. I had to do it, etc. Or even more than that, Mishadela Hachnis HaSimcha Belibcha. V'asosay b'mashikodam l'cha. We're trying to make you happy about it. We're trying to make you happy about it. K'dei shetischazik b'adoba v'techa atzalo. This could be relevant, you know, by turn of Achloikis. If you really got the other person, right? Don't think back of that fondly. Don't think back of that fondly, because that is perpetuating the aver. Okay, we'll stop here.